The benefits of on-farm grain storage. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. The other day, I heard this comment from Idaho Farm Bureau reporter Jake Putnam.
Farmers are holding on to their grain until prices change. Right now, with world stocks and our stocks on the market, there's just too much grain out there right now.
That led me to think about the benefits of not being forced to sell grain until the price is right, but something else. And this gives you yet another idea of how much risk is involved in farming. Dry conditions in the eastern Corn Belt in late summer of last year led to a drop in the Mississippi River, resulting in limited and even eliminating barge traffic during harvest. The barges that did travel had smaller load sizes to be able to navigate the shallow waters. This led to a spike in barge rates that were double to triple normal rates. Storage and logistical problems were magnified by a large amount of 2016 corn delivered by farmers to the market just prior to the 2017 harvest. So facilities were already short of storage as a large 2017 crop harvest began. And it's a domino effect. Producers who did not have on-farm storage were at the mercy of the local grain elevators and merchandisers. With an overabundance of grain at their facilities, many buyers forced farmers to sell upon delivery at the discounted prices. And it doesn't matter whether it's wheat, corn, soybeans, whatever. If you don't have adequate on-farm storage, you're certainly at somebody's mercy. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.